A new chapter is underway in Mosul, Iraq, which has been liberated from Islamic State militants but remains scarred from the conflict.
So all of us are ready to start healing Iraq, especially those who are here in Mosul.
In Syria, meanwhile, Islamic State has been rendered almost a non-factor in the country's civil war, with rebel groups suffering losses in eastern Ghouta.
My hope is that my sons who are in Ghouta get out, and that the ones who are detainees get out, and to bring my children together so we all live together.
From battlefields in Iraq to Syria and beyond, Islamic State has taken a beating and lost vast swaths of territory, something President Trump highlighted last week.
And by the way, we're knocking the hell out of ISIS. We'll be coming out of Syria, like, very soon. Let the other people take care of it now.
The pronouncement seemed to take many in Washington by surprise, including State Department officials.
I don't know. I don't know. I'd have to refer you back to the White House.
I guess the good news is the Islamic State has lost control.
International security experts concur that Islamic State is not the fighting force it once was, but challenges remain in Syria and beyond that the United States and its allies cannot ignore.
As long as there are governments that are weak, ineffective, illegitimate in many cases, there will be opportunities for groups to use that territory for sanctuary and to conduct attacks in those countries and also use them for a launching pad externally. I mean, even in Syria, our estimates are still between 30 and 50,000 jihadists in Syria that may move across the border into Turkey.
For now, U.S. operations are continuing. A Pentagon spokesman says the U.S. military's mission to defeat Islamic State, quote, has not changed. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.